Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. This year's Powell Panther football team started off quick, hit a slump, and then came on strong toward the end of the football season to make it into the championship game, only to lose to Star Valley. When the season first started, the Panthers did give up 17 points in a zero-week game against Riverton, but that game didn't count. Defense is what carried the Panthers early in this season, including holding a passing attack by the Warland Warriors to only 7 points. Then they held what was expected to be a high-powered Lander team to only 7 points as well, as Powell started off the season a quick 2-0. Yeah, but it came up to game number three for the Panthers, and that was a home date against Douglas, where Powell did try to pass the football against Douglas, and the passing game just wasn't there. And Douglas came away with a 13-7 win at Panther Stadium. Where for the Panthers, they did rebound with a 20-7 win over Evanston, and then it was the matchup against Star Valley and then Cody, the two top-ranked teams in the state, and Powell just couldn't find enough to even compete against those two teams and had a two-game losing streak. But then playing at home against Green River, the Panthers made it into the playoffs with that home win against Green River, and then had a matchup against Jackson, basically for seeding. It was in the second half of that game where Powell came out and established itself as a physical game and actually beat Jackson in the second half in a loss. And after that game, Powell coach Aaron Pappage said that was a key turning point for the Panthers at that time, the second half against Jackson.
It's really funny, after that Jackson game in the second half, it was really weird. It didn't feel like we lost. They may have won, but they didn't beat us. And that was our mentality. We felt great after that game. And I know that's not always the case, but that's really the thing that we do, is we're task-oriented. We can't control what the scoreboard says, but if we feel good after the outcome because of everything that we put into it, then we feel good about that. And that's how we felt, and then we have been riding that since. We've been riding that wave since the second half of Jackson.
After that, the Panthers basically stuck with the I formation and the pistol formation on offense and opened up the playoffs with a win against the Lander Tigers again. And not just a win, but somewhat of a blowout win against Lander, beating them 41-14. That set up the semifinal match, a game that Powell was certainly an underdog in, where they beat Cody 20-13. And that set up the championship game against unbeaten Star Valley. And Star Valley basically manhandled the Panthers 49-13. But Powell did score on that Star Valley team.
But Powell knocking at the door here in this state championship game. Only the second completion for Langfelder. Power I formation lined up, as they'll hand it off to Graham. Graham into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. Torrin Graham, the sophomore, gets the call, and the Panthers are finally on the board.
Star Valley had 20 seniors on their roster for this game, while the Panthers said, well, they return a lot of underclassmen. Talk about that coming up tomorrow on Sports Today. We'll have more sports coming up right after this.